Now it's time for the draft. The interaction between you and John and the rest of the staff, scouting staff plus coaching staff, to have a great 3 days in the draft, what has to happen in that draft room interaction-wise?
Well, I tell you, this is John's season. I mean, that's how he's approaching it. He spent a tremendous amount of time with his guys, whether it's the scouts, the college scouts, and or the pro scouts. He includes everybody. And he has them in that room 7 to 8 hours a day, and they are grinding. I mean, it's film. It's not bantering. It's let's put on the film and let's see what's real. And going through the reports that the scouts have put together throughout the year. Then he will have the coaches evaluate certain guys, and he takes that evaluation, puts it into the overall evaluation that he has. It's just a part of the whole. I have an opportunity to watch some guys, so I throw my 2 cents in there. But John's heading this up and doing a good job with it.
The phenomenon is you will, over a couple of days, add another dozen to 15 guys, because one of the things we always emphasize, too, is all those phone calls you make, which assimilates college recruiting when the draft is over, at the integration of the draft picks and those college free agents with the guys that are already here. What has to happen to create that kind of chemistry to take you into training camp and then the season?
I'll tell you what, Mitch, that's a great point, because the second greatest number of starters in the National Football League besides first-round picks are your college free agents that you sign. And they're all over the place, and you just don't realize it. Those are some good football players. Only 50% of your first-round picks even start. And then you drop down to like 22% for the second round. And you're right about 22.5, 23% of college free agents that start. So it's your second highest number of starters that you get. It's important that that process is handled the right way. Now we get them all together, and then we've got to get that blend and that chemistry, and you got to fit all the pieces together, make sure everybody knows what they're doing. You can have all the ability in the world, but if you're not conditioning, you don't know where you're going, then you're not going to function right. So we've got to make sure those things are coordinated.
Final question. When we first chatted, when you first got the job, I could just feel the energy and recharge emanating from you. All right, now you're into this several months. How is it now?
Well, listen, I love the opportunity. I told you then, I'm one out of 32 guys in the whole world that has an opportunity to do this. I love every day of it. To be in Kansas City is a thrill. And I mentioned the hunts, and I mentioned the fan base and that stadium up there. I mean, those are incredible things, and I'm looking forward to it. So we're trying to build a foundation right now that we can continue to build on and build something special. So to answer your question, I'm loving every day of it. We haven't done a whole lot. We're still young at it, but we're working at it.